Politics, a foreigner's perspective on Taiwan's two big political parties. I'm going to try my best to be nonpartisan and report things as I see them. First of all, Taiwan does not have two political parties. It has one political party and one political prick. Bipartisanship, here we come. The Democratic Progressive Party, DPP, and the Kill My Tongue Party, KMT, have been keeping Taiwan free for a relatively short time, and I'm very happy and proud to live here. I love living here so much that I've decided to move here alone. And I love the people here so much that I've made this magazine to reach people who actually think. Politics and religion are two things you should never speak about, so I'm going to speak of them both. To hell with the rules. Not all Christians are running around with name tags telling you to go to their church. Hell, most of the time, those folks aren't even Christians, yet have been lumped into that group. With politics, it's much the same. Society has a way of lumping think tanks, people, ideas, together into usually two groups. The good guys and the bad guys. Okay, enough PC bullshit stating the obvious. Let's get down to my bipartisanship feelings. I understand that after many years of living here, that people who support the KMT have a deep core philosophical consensus that they are ultimately Chinese people and that Taiwan, together with China, should be one. I learned this when I had t-shirts printed that say, Taiwan is not part of China. And people told me that I'm very DPP. I know the C is not capitalized. Please visit ilearn.tw office and get yours. One for 500, two for 800. It's a nice t-shirt made in Taiwan. You should get one, really, really. You tell your friends, get one. It is inherently dangerous and racist to be a pro-China zealot. Just as it would look pretty bad to have little German towns all over the world that are ever expanding, with little German networks of Nazi Germans running around stating, One Germany, with a picture of Hitler on their money. Isn't that basically what's going on today with the Chinese? To fail to see the difference between nationality and race is to be Chinese, or in the case of Taiwan, is to be a bit more on the KMT side of things. I am an immigrant here. How do you think you would feel in my shoes having people tell you that we are Chinese? I'm not Chinese. I'm a white male, enjoying my supposedly white privilege every day, just a little bit more knowing that there's some lefty loser, uber liberal, seething at me for being so immune to their name-calling victimhood bullshit. Can you imagine if you immigrated to a country only to learn that a good portion of its citizens see you as nothing in any way a part of their country unless you are a commodity? I can remember visiting Kaohsiung one time with my friend. I had recently watched a beautiful presentation by Anastasia Lin about the human organ harvesting trade in China. She's a Canadian who immigrated from China. To watch her spiel, please visit ilearn.tw/organharvest. Somehow the topic of the atrocities happening in China came up. Immediately, one bright young man responded that he didn't like the Falun Gong. When people voice this opinion, you can be sure they are of the KMT persuasion. I did the only reasonable thing one could do, and that is to mockingly say, Mao Zedong One China! I find repeating Mao Zedong One China with added trumpet and cymbals a nice touch. Needless to say that my visit to Kaohsiung didn't end without me being virtue signaled and advised that I had better watch what I say, to which I responded with the mantra yet again. These people are bullies. They're condescending racists and they hate me. They are bullies because they wish to control via intimidation, and they hate me because I mock them and I'm not afraid. Give me liberty or give me death. The dirty amounts of money the KMT ilk have is apparent throughout the country. From the building up of Aboriginal areas, get them on our side, to the lavish lifestyles and magnificent spending, television, and of course, the complete infiltration of academia. Now that I have expressed my perspective on the cat poop choice, I should also express my perspective on the dog poop choice. Nobody on that team has ever told me to watch what I say, or has been incapable of listening to a different opinion. No one on that side has offended me for immigrating here. I'm sure this political perspective has been very exciting for some, but I assure you that I do not believe democracy is the perfect answer. We are living in a two-party tyranny with one ideology, divide and conquer. When the people wake up from their slumber to understand that the banks, money, control them, and it's not the other way around, will be a great day indeed. Until then, I can't help but embrace it when given the choice between it and cat shit, aka Mao Zedong One China.